I guess I'll start. Welcome to the Balboa Reservoir Community Advisory Committee meeting, April 27th. I'm going to do a roll call, but actually I'm going to wait on that because we're still waiting for two members to get hooked in.
Hello?
Is that Bridget?
Yeah, I guess I have to do this by phone because it wouldn't let me in.
Okay, we're live. We'll hang in there. Let's go to some meeting notes prior to the start of the meeting. I guess was Lee going to somebody from staff was going to make an announcement?
Rayana or Leslie, would you like to read off how the public can view and call in?
Yes, this is Rayana. Can everyone hear me okay? Just checking.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone. Due to the current COVID health emergency, we are continuing to hold the Balboa Reservoir CAC meetings online. As the public, you'll be able to hear and see the meeting and presentation tonight through Microsoft Teams or through a modern web browser on a computer or mobile device. You can follow the link tinyurl.com/0427BRCAC. Again, that is tinyurl.com/0427BRCAC. And those with limited internet access can also listen into the meeting by dialing 866-434-5269 and entering the access code 8863144 and then pressing pound. Comments and opportunities to speak during public comment period are available via phone by dialing that same number 866-434-5269 and using the same access code 8863144 and then pressing pound. When the public comment begins, you will be instructed to dial 1 and then 0 to be added to the queue to speak. And then you will be lined up in this system in the order that you dial 1 and 0. While you are waiting, the system will be silent and it will notify you when you are in line and waiting. All callers will remain on mute until their line is open. And best practices are to call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television, computer, or radio. Participants and presenters, please account for the time delays and speaking discrepancies between live coverage and streaming. I will be repeating these dial-in instructions for the public comment later when the time actually comes.
Okay.
Hello. Can I say something for a minute? This is Bridget Davila.
Go ahead.
Rihanna, were you going to send me some kind of password to get in? Because right now I'm just on the phone number.
Hi, Bridget. Yes, I am trying to connect our IT staff with you to get that information to you.
All right. Well, I'll just stay on the phone for now then.
Okay, good. Because we're calling, call roll. We're public, by the way, Bridget. So Michael Ahrens. Calling roll.
Mike Ahrens is present on the phone.
Bridget, you are present.
On the phone, present.
Okay. Amy O'Hare.
I'm here.
Maurice Rivers. Maurice is absent. Mark Tang.
I'm present.
Peter Tam. Has he got connected? Peter's having some difficulty getting in as well, so he'll appear soon. Christine Godinez is excused. She's on parental leave. And I'm John Winston. I'm the chair. Let's see. Let's do some announcements. Okay, let's do the meeting overview. Topics are a continuation of the discussion of the design standards and guidelines document that is available from download at the CAC website, the Balboa Reservoir/CAC. Followed by a transportation presentation by city staff and the developer. One update is Robert Mulbauer has given his resignation due to health reasons. So we will have to elect a new vice president, a vice chair at some point, probably the next meeting. So that's news. Let's approve the April 8th meeting minutes. Is that on the screen or anything? I guess we'll just, does anybody have any comment? Let's go to roll call of the, I'm gonna call roll for each member of the CAC first and see if they have any comments. So Michael Aramis, do you have any comments on the yes?
No comments.
Okay, I just lost my, one moment please. Bridget, any comments?
No comment.
Amy, comments on the agenda?
Just a couple typos I sent in already.
Okay, Mark Tang?
No comments.
Peter, Tim? Still waiting for him, and I have no comments. Okay, any public comment on the minutes from the last meeting's April 6th meeting? Seeing none, I will, do people have to call in? Should I give it a few minutes? To call in, you dial the number and then you dial, what is it, a pound and then 10, right?
Yes. I can open it up for public comment now.
Your conference is now in question and answer mode. To summon each question, press 1, then 0.
I'll give it about 30 seconds more. I know there's somebody who has something to say somewhere. Okay. Hopefully we will not passing over anybody. So I need a motion to approve the minutes. Anybody like to move to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from April 8th.
Is that Amy?
Yep.
Okay, can we get a second, please?
I second, this is Mark.
Okay. Calling the roll, Michael Aarons.
Approve.
Bridget Davila.
Approve.
Amy O'Hare.
Approve.
Mark Tang.
Approve.
Peter Tam, are you there?
I'm here, approve.
Good, okay. Peter Tam is present and he approves. And I, John Winston, I approve as well.
Hi, so, John. Hi. Sorry, this is Rihanna. We do have a caller on the line.
Oh, okay. Well, contingent on this comment. Go ahead, please.
Oh, nope, they've just hung up.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
Got some hiccups here.
Okay.
Okay, next on the agenda, we have Supervisor Yi would like to say a few words. Supervisor.
Thank you, John, Chair Winston, for having me here tonight. And I really want to thank you for your leadership and all the CAC members for your dedication. And I want to take a moment, just want to thank, in particular, Robert Mulbauer, who actually was one of the original CAC members. Yes. And had provided much input into this whole process. So I want to thank him. Hopefully, maybe if nothing else, he's listening in. So I will find a replacement. I don't know how we'll replace him, but we'll find a way. Okay, as you know, this CAC has been around since 2015. And at the time, there was really no other forum in the city where a community was able to give this much input into a process. So I'm glad that this has worked out for the better part in just exchanging views Of course, you know, when people have different views, there will be people that feel like their views weren't heard as much, but the fact is, you know, there's been opportunities to go back and forth and so forth. And it takes a lot of leadership to make that happen. So I want to thank not only you, John, but Lisa, who was the original chair of this CAC. One of the reasons why I wanted to say a few words is that I'm going to be actually introducing several pieces of legislation tomorrow related to the Balboa Reservoir. And as I mentioned, the CAC has been around since 2015, and it's about ready to sunset. And once it sunset, it means that there wouldn't be an official CAC anymore. And one of the things I wanted to make sure, especially until the developer actually can step in and do a robust community process, that this CAC will continue to be the forum where not only the CAC members, but the public can provide input. So the what I'm planning to do is to extend the CAC into 2001. I believe the end of June, or it would sunset by July 1st, 2001. So that should give plenty of time for this process to continue while the developer gets up to speed with community involvement. And so that's one piece that I wanted to let you know that I'll be introducing. Once the project's approved, that is when a community engagement and good neighbor policies are really put into the test. So that's the piece where I want to develop to understand that that's an important role for them to pick up. The other legislation that will be introduced tomorrow on the Board of Supervisors is the ordinance on the development agreement. There's actually two pieces, this one and special use district that will be introduced. We could wait later if we wanted to, but one of the advantage of introducing something now and giving it a lot of time for not only the CAC but the public to weigh in is that it becomes official in terms of what's written, so that people could actually read the official documents and give their opinions. If we don't do that, then it becomes back and forth. You don't know what's really concrete. So that would be the development agreement and the again to establish that special use district. I know this has been discussed over the course of the project schedule, and I have been pretty flexible with pushing out this introduction date. But in order to have the public again weigh in, we should do this as soon as possible. And that I think, I don't know, in the agenda, there'll be talk about maybe outlining some of the steps as you go forth in the next 6 months. If it's not on agenda today, should be put in agenda next time, so people fully can understand the steps to get their approval of these two ordinances. And I want to say that the development agreement is based upon the work this CAC has done, including the open space piece, the community benefits, and most importantly, the affordable housing component, which community members fought really hard to reach the 50%, with the developers covering about 33% of those units. By no means is this this document going to be final. So I'm looking forward to some robust discussion by the public and see what we could do in modifying, if we need to, these documents. So I'll leave it at that. I just wanted to make sure that everybody hears that these three pieces of legislation will be put forth tomorrow. And of course, I'm hoping that the legislation to extend the sunset of the CAC will be done pretty quickly. So thank you very much. And again, I want to thank all the members of CAC for putting all the hard work that you've been doing to see if we could put this project forward with the housing units that we really need in San Francisco. Thank you. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Yep. I look forward to another year of meetings. I actually like meetings and I enjoy them a lot. And I think there are a lot to discuss over the next year or so until June of 2001. And then we can look forward to other things in the future after that, I'm sure. Either developer led or some other forum of some sort. Okay, the next item is design standards.
John, Mike Aarons, I'd just like to make a comment. First, I want to thank the supervisor, but more importantly, he said, I think you said too, 2001, that's a space odyssey. I think he meant, and you meant 2021.
21, yes. Okay. Duly noted. So last meeting on April 6th, we discussed design standards and guidelines, and there were a number of questions for the public, and they were answered. They were logged and answered, and you can read those answers from the developers on the website. If you go to the Balboa Reservoir CAC website, there's a downloadable document called Responses from Sponsor on DSG. But if there are any questions from the committee members, I just wanted to go through one by one and see if anybody has anything to say about the design standards guidelines. Let's start with Michael Aarons.
Yes, first, I want to thank the developers for giving us a pretty comprehensive response. And I also want to thank Ray and others for posting it online so I had an opportunity to review the response in advance of this meeting over the weekend. First, with respect to the response on parking, in order to expedite matters, I will defer any comments until the next matter on transportation, because I think it's key to hear the matters on transportation. So I'll defer any matters on parking until my comments at least on transportation. Then as to the design standards and the response to my memo, a lot of questions were answered, but some weren't. But in light of the virtual nature of this and the fact that I only got the response on Friday, what I'd simply like to do is send further questions and responses in the next day or two, and then have this DSG thing continued on the next agenda, rather than take up probably a half an hour of questions I have now. So if that's satisfactory, again, thank you so much for your responses, and I will send to Lee, who I'm sure will send to the appropriate people, some further follow-up questions on a few of the items.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Michael represents the Westwood Park neighborhood, and now representing the City College Board of Trustees is Bridget Davila. Do you have any comments?
Yes, I would like to echo what Michael said, because I think it's going to take too long. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, okay. Because I think it is going to take too long tonight, so I'd rather push some of those transportation questions onto the next meeting.
Okay. Amy O'Hare?
I'm not sure this is going to be part of the transportation discussion, but the objection to allowing use of the skinny strip owned by Westwood Park Association for access at San Ramon Way was not addressed in the developer comments on the document about comments on the DSG, and I would like to hear that resolved at some point. So I don't know if this is the best place for it, but I would like to hear that addressed. It's on, what page is it on?
I believe it's on the second page. Well, maybe not. But yeah, I saw that too. Okay.
It's on the sixth page.
Oh, okay. So the question was whether or not the pedestrian bicycle walkway should continue through San Ramon Way or not, whether that passageway should be open to the Westwood Park neighborhood. And there was a your question is, there's a strip of land that's controlled by Westwood Park in some way, and that was not addressed in the answers in the comments. Anything else from you, Amy?
No, not at this time.
All right, Mark Tang, did you have anything?
No, I thought the responses answered my question sufficiently, so I was happy with that.
Okay, Peter, Tam?
No questions on my end at the moment. The responses they're pretty well answered, at least. I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything as either myself. Although I don't live in Westwood Park, I would like to see some kind of way that we can work out a way to open up the that passageway to pedestrians and bicycles without having a parking problem in Westwood Park. I think there's a way that can be worked out, still keep it open. But we'll leave that for the future. Okay.
John?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
This is Bridget. I just wanted to let you know that Maurice is on anonymously. I guess he couldn't log in also with the ID. So just to let you know, he is listening.
But he's not able to speak.
Apparently not, if he's just an attendee.
Okay, well, hopefully one of the IT people will be able to get a hold of Maurice and
I hope.
Get him online. Okay, so public comment on the more questions and comments on the design guidelines document.
Your conference is now in question and answer mode. To summon each question, press 1, then 0. You have 1 question remaining.
Is that Chris Hansen has something on the live event Q&A? Is she online?
Hi, this is Laura from Westwood Park. They just unmuted me, so I don't know if somehow, can you hear me?
Is this Laura?
Yeah, they just told me that I should speak, and then you brought up Chris, so I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know what.
You're live. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up, I apologize, I didn't have a chance to look at the responses, but when we were talking last week and I was bringing up the open space, something I also forgot to add and wanted to add is in this whole process, the, you know, like the community thing at the beginning and stuff like that, the choices were open space or program space. And overwhelmingly, people wanted open space. And that's what I meant by quiet space, is when you have just space, space by itself is quiet. When you break it all up and have all these things going on, then that makes it less quiet. So I just wanted to remind everybody that all the big input, like the survey and stuff like that, people wanted literal open space. The choice was there for program space, and they did not choose that. They chose open space. That's all.
Okay, thank you. I didn't say that we have a 2-minute limit. Laura was way under 2 minutes, but there's a 2-minute limit on these. Comment. So is there anybody next?
That was the only person in the queue.
Oh, surprising. Okay. Well, seeing no more comments, we will go on to the next item.
I would just like, this is Mike here, just officially to request that this DSG matter, which is very important, be continued to the next meeting, whenever it's scheduled, so that we can have further questions and it will be posed at that time. Like I said, I'm going to respond to the memo and give the CAC copies of my response.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Okay, now the main event is